But Kendall, for now, you have got to tell me all about the album you chose for this week.
Yes. So for this week, I chose Cloud Nine by Megan Maroney. And if you didn't know, she's a country artist. And I am not a country girl. Uh-huh. I'm very pop oriented. So for me to get into an album this deeply, Megan Maroney did a great job, because this is like nothing I would listen to like a year ago.
Yeah. Mm.
And you would think just by like looking at it, because it's super pink on the cover and just like it seems like a very uplifting like album just listening to some of the more popular stuff, but it is actually has some of the saddest songs I've ever listened to in my life.
Really?
Yeah, because she has all this beef with Riley Green, and there's some Ella Langley beef in there too. So it really comes out. There's some like really pretty like songs, really like sad songs, and there's also just some more like uplifting songs, I would say. But I would say my favorites are Who Hurt You, which is, oh God, she got Riley Green with that one. Wedding Dress, which is such a beautiful song and such a like crazy concept. You just have to listen to it, like just blind react. It's actually so crazy.
Okay.
And the song that we're gonna play today, 6 months later, is also one of my favorites. And it was actually the lead single for the album. So it really just like got on the right foot. And she even has a song dedicated to her niece, which is called Beautiful Things. And I have a niece, so I really love that. So yeah, just as a whole, this album, it goes in so many different directions. But for a country artist, I feel like that was really cool for me to hear and for me to actually like.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. No, Kendall is our big pop girly here in the music department.
Yes.
And I was shocked last week she walked in and Megan Maroney merch. And I was like, all right, country. Yeah, I love it. I knew Megan Maroney because her song Am I Okay, which I think was on her last album.
Yes.
Yeah, that one was all over the internet. I haven't heard any of this new album yet, so I'm so excited to get into a song. But we will be right back to talk more about the album. For now, we have got one of Kendall's favorites. This is Megan Maroney, 6 months later, here on New Music Monday. Megan Maroney, 6 months later, as a part of our album review this week by Kendall. And Kendall, you were telling me that Megan has been doing a ton of performances. You have got to tell me more about these.
Yes. So right after the album came out, she actually went on a 9 shows in 9 different states tour, which was just like a little mini tour to go with the Cloud Nine theme right after the album came out. And then when she was finished with that, she finally announced the official Cloud Nine tour, which starts on May 29th. So it's coming up super soon.
Yeah.
And I'm actually really excited. I'm not attending because, again, I kind of just got into her. But I think it's going to be awesome because the 9 shows, I kind of looked into some of those videos and it's just super like awesome vibes, like pink glitter everywhere.
Yeah.
Like she's really giving like, actually, her inspiration is Hannah Montana, she said. I was going to say, she does give Hannah Montana, like, when she's on that stage. It's just, like, glitter gives very, like, early 2000s in some way.
Yeah, but
in a country girl way, I don't know. She's just killing it. I love this aesthetic that she has. I haven't really seen it from a country artist, so it's really awesome.
Yeah, and I heard another thing about, like, a duo pair-up between two of your favorites. You got to tell me here.
So she actually was a guest, a surprise guest in Nashville on the first leg of the Miss Possessive World Tour for Tate McRae, and they both sang this song together acoustically.
Wow.
And that's how I kind of, like, first was like, okay, I need to maybe get more into Megan Maroney because I liked the song when I heard them sing it, of course. And I absolutely love that performance. It's actually a really pretty rendition of this song. I wish she would do an acoustic version of this. But
yeah. Do you think that there's a possible Tate McRae, Megan Maroney song coming? Because she has a song with Morgan Wallen.
You are so right. You know, I've been thinking this for like ever, like ever since that video came out a while ago. And I'm really hoping so.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually been speculated on like TikTok and Instagram. But I could not tell you when it would come out considering she's doing a tour and there's no like new album coming out soon. But maybe whatever Tate's doing next, she'll do something on there. But I would love it because I like Tate's voice in a country song. Like with Morgan Wallen was good.
I love when Tate McRae does like any like acoustic cover. I've seen lots of videos of her doing like her sound check covers that she was doing. And she has a beautiful voice. I wish she slowed it down more sometimes.
Yes, I agree.
All right, well, if you want to read Kendall's full album review, you can check that out tomorrow on WZND.com underneath the entertainment tab.